I am doing a recording to kind of get over the anxiety of recording, just to do it. And it doesn't have to be posted. It's literally just for me to show myself that I can do this. And it's great to just kind of be able to be a friend to yourself, to remind yourself that you are capable of your dreams, and there's no right way to do anything. There's just doing it, and you can customize it whatever you want. Sometimes it's scary because, you know, success is scary, you know, especially when you have kind of felt down about yourself your whole life, to suddenly gain success, you know, it's terrifying. You know, it's in your mind, you're thinking, oh my goodness, here are more people to criticize me, as if I don't criticize myself enough. But, you know, I'm trying to learn to just be in the moment and not improve myself. Try to, like, just get caught up in the cycle of improving myself and actually liking the person I am right now and improving myself as I go, rather than waking up and just saying, hey, got on my phone as soon as I woke up, I'm a trash person. Like, no, it's a habit. Work on fixing that habit. You know, it doesn't constitute the value of yourself or who you are. Anyway, so this is my first podcast episode in a while, and I looked up Sunshine Chronicles instantly. I only see it as someone named their book that. But my name's Abria. I don't know if I'm going to change the name, because Sunshine Chronicles is just kind of cheesy to me now. But I might keep it. Just because it is something that I created. And it was cheesy to me then, honestly. It was just something that kind of stood out to me. So I'll just keep it. On second thought, I'll just keep it, because it's kind of like a bookmark of that time in my life. And I'm unemployed now, like I was then. The only difference this time is that I quit my job because I wasn't being appreciated. And also, sorry, my cat is, stop licking my contact lens case. That's not for you to eat. Where was I? Oh yeah, I was beginning to think that maybe I should just start my own business and stop working for people that don't value me. Same with relationships, like, stop going after people that don't value me. Just, you know, and patting myself on the back for that, because some people will stay in stuff even though they know that it's not suiting them anymore, out of fear. And that was another reason why I stayed too. Like, I'm not gonna talk bad about people, because that was me. That's why I stayed there for 2 years, because I was like, oh, you know, it's a job, it's a good paying job, and I don't really have to work. I promise you, whenever you feel like, hey, you know what, it's probably time for me to leave here, definitely kind of start your plan on leaving. Don't stay somewhere longer than you need to, you know. But yeah, that's kind of just like off the dome how I'm feeling. So I'll probably think of like certain topics to make episodes on, but I don't know my schedule either. I'm just kind of playing this by ear. Like I said, this is just me getting over the hump. Like, me actually just making an episode instead of worrying about all this extra stuff. Because to be fair, I need an outlet. And I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, instead of me being like, oh, there's so many podcasts, why would anybody listen to my podcast? It's like, who cares? This is something that I have on my 2020 goal list. And even if I don't, you know, get a claim to fame, I'm doing this because, again, something that I want to do, and that is the message behind this episode, is to just do it. Like, whatever you want to do, just do it, and don't worry about the effects of it. As long as you're not hurting anyone, excuse me, let me preface that. As long as you're not hurting anyone or causing harm to yourself, you know, of course it would be nice to be noticed. We're not gonna deny the fact that, you know, attention is nice, but when you do something because you actually want to do it, the right attention comes your way. That's what I think. Again, this is just my opinion, and you are welcome to disagree with it, because sometimes during disagreements you get to see, like, another perspective, and it's like, oh, you know, there's been plenty of times where, maybe not during, like, a disagreement, but, like, a conversation, when someone will say something, you're like, oh my gosh, I never thought of it that way. Those are the moments that are, to me, refreshing, and to me, that are also kind of show you how much you've grown. Like, if someone says something political, and you didn't necessarily think of, like, that point of view, but it's not too far off of how you were thinking. It's just something that didn't cross your mind. You're kind of like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so grateful for this moment because, you know, I learned something new. And also, I kind of have, like, the ability to pat myself on the back because I'm not as close-minded as I was thinking I was, you know. It's kind of like a reality check, but it doesn't have, like, reality checks don't have to be, like, dark and dreary, like, you know. But yeah, this is just, like, a stream of consciousness, obviously. Like, I had no plan on what I was gonna say. Like I said, this is, like, the good kind of impulse, you know, like, just getting started, like, just do what you want to do, you know. So, I'll probably wrap this up because like I said, even though I didn't have a plan, you know, I don't really want, I'm the type of person that likes things a certain way, so, like, whenever I kind of get the feeling, like, okay, let's wrap this up, I kind of go with that. But then, you know, like, my next episode, I may talk about, because I have, like, some things in my notes app that I do obviously want to talk about. For me, it's just the scheduling aspect because I'm in school, but and it's kind of like in that midterm area. I don't know if everybody else, like, during the midterms, it's just kind of chaotic because it's like this class has a midterm, like, my Spanish is due on Tuesday and Thursday, like, the actual work is due on Tuesday and Thursday, and then, like, for my other classes, everything is due Sunday, so it's kind of like, I kind of have a pattern going on because I have some plans this weekend, so it gave me motivation to kind of go ahead and get my work done, because I struggle with procrastination. But in the big scheme of things, I think it's because, like, what I'm in school for, you know, these are, like, the classes you have to take, but it's not the classes on the subject you're actually in. And that's frustrating. Like, America is frustrating. Like, our rules and the way we do things just seems, and that's another thing too, like, how the world, our world works. Like, excuse me, for being born in America and raised in the South, like, I don't know much about government, I don't know the intricacies of government, like, what exactly is going down when certain things are happening, but it just seems like America makes things way harder than they have to be, and that kind of contributes to, at least from my upbringing, like, seeing how the world works, and then like being raised to be quote unquote successful in the world. But it's like sometimes stuff is just way harder than it has to be. It's like, that's why I said, like, again, back to the main point, like, just do it. Like, whatever you want to do, you know, unless it's harming someone or harming yourself, if it's not doing those two things, if it's a project you want to do, you're scared to do, just do it. And then it's like, for like a, like social media, like if you're like, it's something like this, like you can just film it and then you never have to post it, you know, just kind of getting over the fear. And it's not easy. Like, this is, like I said, I haven't posted on here in like going on 4 years, so don't even think that I'm trying to, you know, say, be mean. In other words, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, you know, don't be scared to do it. All right, gonna stop right here. I will most likely make another episode, but if I don't, I mean, if I don't make another episode, it only affects me. It's only punishing me. But, you know, I like to, I don't know, I'm kind of like a realist, so it's like, I don't want to lie and be like, I'm going to make another episode. It just seems like when I do stuff like that, I don't do it. So that's why I'm just kind of like nonchalant, like, I'll see you guys later, you know, just say something like that. So I guess that'll be my sign off. All right, I'll see y'all later, and be safe out here, because it's just a lot. All right.